This training course has been designed to help you craft an irresistible offer for your customer, but just in case you haven't yet got a customer, or you don't understand how to find a target market that's going to pay you what you are worth for your product or service, I'm going to start right from the beginning for you. The market. Have you ever heard the saying, no pain, no gain? It's something a lot of athletes say when they are pushing through the pain barrier to achieve great things. Most people would assume it has no place in business, but they would be wrong. Before you ever get started in any market ever, the first question you need to ask yourself is, what is the pain that's affecting this market? What keeps them awake at night? What will they pay through the nose for? What is their biggest problem? Once you have answered this, ask yourself, how does my product solve their pain? No pain, no gain. What this means to you is that if your market isn't in pain, then they are not your market. You might be thinking, I'm a hairdresser, my market is not in pain. When you think about it, their pains are long hair, messy hair, no time to get a haircut, going bald, greasy hair, and many, many more. I could literally go on all night. Let's say we are in the barber's niche, and we want to take most of the local business, but on the main street where we are setting up, there are already three barbers. How do we get their customers to stop going to them and start coming to us? We find their customers' pain, and we fix it for them. For example, my local barber is absolutely brilliant, but there is little to no parking locally. I don't have the time to travel there every 3 weeks, they don't do bookings so I have to turn up and wait, and they don't even give me a cup of coffee when I arrive so I have to sit waiting 45 minutes in a sweaty shop with a dry mouth on an uncomfortable chair for a haircut, and I'm not always guaranteed to get the barber I like. Any man reading this now can probably relate to some, if not all, of these issues with their local barber. Do you see how easy it was to find the customer pain points? Next, we go about curing one or all of the pain points for the customer, so they bring their business to us and leave the competition. Let's pretend you're opening a new barber shop on the same street as the three already there. Your barber shop opens and your haircuts are triple the price of anyone else on the street. But you only do appointments, you serve an array of beverages, including tea, coffee, fresh juice, and filtered water. You offer a collection and drop-off service locally and an out-of-hours mobile barbering service at the customer's homes, plus you do a bloody good haircut. Doing this, you won't win all the business, only the top 20% who can afford your services, and you will make a hell of a lot more than the competition. Do you see how valuable finding the pain in your market is before you ever get started? So to get started, you want to find the pain in your target market, then try to isolate your target customer. I target a gentleman who can afford to pay 3 times as much for a haircut because it comes with perks and cures their pain. A great book by Richard Koch called 80/20 Principles covers this in detail. Usually, your target customer will be those who have the purchasing power to pay you handsomely for what you have to offer, and not the customers who literally have no money and will spend 45 minutes waiting in a barbershop for a haircut every 3 weeks to save a fiver. I did it once, and now I pay 3 times as much for my haircut and it's not as good, but the woman comes into my office building and cuts my hair at the end of the workday, so it cures my pain of not wanting to spend time traveling for a haircut or waiting in a sweaty shop. Steps 1 and 2 when choosing your market are: pain, what is the pain your target customer has and will pay to cure? Money, can they afford to pay for your service? Lastly, and by no means least, you need a market that is easy to target. For example, targeting men in a local area who want a haircut isn't very hard at all. You could drop flyers, advertise in shops, local papers, at petrol station pumps, and in literally 100 other locations, plus you can stick a massive sign outside your shop to catch all the passing trade, and you might want to mention in your window, appointments only. Free tea, coffee, juice, and filtered water. Free local pickup and drop off. Mobile haircutting available. You get the idea. It's very easy for a local business to target local customers, but if you're trying to target men who hunt with a rifle on a weekend and wear green wellies, it might be a little bit harder and a lot more expensive to find your target market. The 3 areas you should concentrate on with regard to your market before getting started are: are they in pain? Can they afford you? Can you target them cost-effectively? If all of these areas can be satisfied, then you need to ask yourself one final question before you jump on in and start creating a killer offer that's going to have your customers fighting over you. Are you entering a dying market? Let me explain. In the last 10 years, nearly all businesses have had to change the way they market themselves and embrace the internet. Companies like Blockbuster Video and even taxi ranks are dying. I think there is one Blockbuster Video left at the time of writing this, and only a few local taxi ranks in the area where I live. This is because the internet has come along and almost made them obsolete. Imagine you were in the newspaper industry 25 years ago, and someone told you it was a dying industry and would drop by approximately 25% a year every year for the next 20 years because people will read news on their smartphones. I believe you would have laughed at them and confirmed people will always be interested in the news before asking what the hell a smartphone is. Do you get my point? Many industries are coming and going all the time. You don't want to work hard every day for the next 20 years for your business to be worthless at the end of it. Find a growing market where customers are in pain, can afford your service, and are easy to target.